Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Yes, I'm in. Hello, my name is Cornelia Stephanie, and you're listening to The Millionaire Imprint for Women, and today is our second show. I'm with my new co-host, Samantha Brown. Welcome, Samantha Brown, to the show.
Yay. Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much. I am so excited about this, and I am so honored to be invited to be on the show. So thank you so much again for everything that you've done to put on this project.
Oh, thank you, Samantha. I'm so glad that you're here today sharing your wisdom, because you're going to talk about how we're going to heal our reconnection with money, and you're going to share your gifts and your tools with our listeners. But I want to take people, give people a little bit of backstory before we go. And I want to talk about what they can expect over the next 12 weeks.
Absolutely.
So every Friday from 1 to 2, tune in. There's going to be a different host. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to be hosting one of the other women. Like next week, Friday, it's going to be Susan. And then after that, it's going to be Momo. And then the Friday after that, it's going to be Samantha is going to host me. So each Friday, there is a woman that is sharing her high esteem, high value of how she changed her relationship with money and increased her wealth and her value in the world. And my wish and my deepest desire is that all people receive their value, their worth, and clearing all our distorted money programs that we inherited. And there's no blame, there's no judgment. It's just our time right now is to really, really shift that vibration on the planet so that we can build our new earth grounded in wealthy. That's really it in a nutshell, because being in poverty and not having money to live our life without struggle is not in our integrity. So in the next 12 weeks, I'm bringing you women that have transcended that energy. And then after that 12 weeks is over, I'm going to bring another set of women or men that is going to teach us what to do with our money, how to invest, how to save, how to create the budgets, and all of that. So right now, we are launching it off, and that's really educating people with financial literacy and their emotional currency, and really talking about that, you know, money is energy. So my very special guest today, guest and co-host, Samantha Brown, why don't you tell us a little bit of background about you, Samantha, who you are and what you do?
Okay, great. Thanks, Cornelia. So I see myself as an energy specialist. So I work with the energetic blueprint of people. And as the energetic blueprint shifts, then their physical bodies and their physical life shifts. And I use the tools of Body Talk, Acunect, Reiki, tapping, EFT. So all the different beautiful things that I've learned in the past, I learned acupuncture, Chinese medicine. So I also incorporate that into my sessions. And by optimizing their energetic blueprint, whether it's like ancestral, past life, if it's in their chakra system, by shifting the energetics and the frequencies that flow through their physical body and their physical life, they're able to experience like a more fulfilled and more self-expressed life. Because some people, like, they really, really want to do something, but it just feels like something's holding them back and it's invisible and they're not sure what it is. Inside, they see their potential, but on the outside, it's really hard to bring it into the world. So I feel like I specialize in some of those like invisible areas that are harder for people to reach through their conscious mind. So maybe they can't reach it through therapy, but with energy work, you can access it in like 3 to 4 sessions.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. And so, and then you're also a yoga teacher, right? You do,
yes.
You also teach yoga. Tell us about that.
So I teach Kundalini yoga, which I love, and I feel that every energy worker would super benefit from Kundalini yoga. It's almost like taking your body through an emotional washing machine just to declutter, cleanse, just things that happen on a day-to-day basis. So I feel like it's a really great way to maintain your physical body, your emotional body, your mental, your spiritual bodies. And yeah, and it really teaches you commitment, because when you're committed to your meditation, your prana, the ability for you to like hold or sustain a thought or a feeling or an emotion, becomes much stronger once you do the practice.
Yeah, that's really powerful. I just, you know, over this short amount of time that I've got a chance to work with you, because when we've been in the creation of the Millionaire Imprint, we've had private sessions and private Zoom calls with you and the team and the other women, amazing, powerful women. And I have so much respect for you because of the work that you do and what you've done for yourself, because I know that where you came from and your trauma story with money wasn't easy to face all of these things and clear all of this distorted energy out of your way so that you can really embody your wealth. And I want to thank you so much for doing the good work in the world and being who it is that you are, this amazing healer and medicine woman, sharing your gifts and your beauty and your brilliance with in the world so that other people can do the same thing. So Samantha, tell us, what is it, the one thing that you feel that people could do with how they could see money? What is the one message that you...
So I do have a few things that I wanted to talk about, but if there was just one takeaway for just right now, and this is more of my recent meditation, was that when we see money as the entire energy field, the more that we all connect to, communicate with money and start to forgive it for its past and give it space to be brand new. I kind of think of money as being like, I don't want to play the dark game anymore. I want to come over to the light. But then it's also kind of scared to come over because it's like, wait, but it feels like I did all these bad things in the past. Like, am I really going to be accepted here? So I see a lot of energy workers having a tough time with like really receiving money. And so there's a lot of past life vows around it. There's a lot of religious vows around it. And so I'm just really excited and passionate about clearing these things away so that we can bring these high frequency energy healers back in the game so that they can be of service. Because when they can't nourish or nurture themselves, it makes it hard for them to nourish or nurture others. So as a collective, the more that we're just sending love to money in general, like just, so the other day I took like $1,500, I put it in my hand and I just like infused so much love into it and gratitude and just like light. And then, you know, I deposited into my bank account and then like, you know, I just like imagine that it was just like light beams throughout my bank account. So I think that's a simple thing that people can do.
Yeah. That is a really simple thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that would be great, and so for our listeners out there, you can grab a paper and pen if you like, and you can list out your income, your debt, your savings, and write down the number and just write down any emotions that you have around it. So money is a little bit more intricate because there's so many different aspects of it. Some people are really good at bringing income in, but they're not so great at saving. And there's other people that are same thing. They're really great at bringing money in, but then they still have a lot of debt, you know? So there's just like all these different aspects to money. And Margaret Lynch, she is tapping into wealth teacher. Like, she's extraordinary with money. And I took her course and that was like very eye-opening for me and is one of the beginning steps for me around money. The other piece for people to journal out is about money trauma. So if they ever had a business relationship, or a divorce, or maybe even just like a family member where there was some money disputes, a lot of times those emotions may be encoded with how they connect to money. So today's whole topic was, you know, when you think about money, how do you feel? When you spend money, how do you feel? When you receive money, how do you feel? So many people feel so, you know, even frightened just to receive the money that they're immediately repelling it and bringing it out. And so we have to think about the way that the universe works. It's like when you really love something, you magnetize it to you. So if part of you is like secretly hating money, you're just kind of like pushing it out of your field all the time. Even as you bring it in, it's like you're immediately repelling it out.
Yeah. It's kind of like a push-pull relationship, a love-hate relationship with money. I hate money. I love money. I hate, right? But even, you know, for people, especially spiritual people, light workers, you know, for people to say, I love money. I absolutely love money. I love money and money loves me, right? To even be able to say that and really own that in your emotional center, in your third chakra, in your power chakra, and or in your entire being, to really own that I think is key, because that's where you can really see how you feel about money. I love the tips that you gave, because you know it's really people being able to discover how they feel about money, and the practical tools and tips that you gave are really helpful, because that really gets us conscious. You know, I get people that say, I don't like looking at my finances at all because I don't like looking at my debt. And there is a distinction to be made, because do you have personal debt? Do you have business debt? Is it all running together to kind of separate the two, the personal from the business, and to know the difference and all of these things? So very helpful tools, Samantha.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we think about connection and the idea of oneness, and, you know, I feel like we're all a spiritual community here. So the thing is that money is us and we are money. So when we come back to that oneness, we see it as love instead of what it's been used for in the past. And it's just a tool. So I always invite my clients to see money as like leaves or as puka shells or water, because, you know, it's like it's easy to manifest all those other things. Like, why is it so difficult to manifest money? You know, it's because our mind has this separation and has decided that money is special or different, and it's outside of us, when actually, you know, money is like inside of us. Our bank account is inside of us. So, you know, whenever we're working on separation or connection, we want to always come back to connection. And so I feel like, you know, just bringing back the oneness concept with money is a big, big piece.
That's beautiful. Yeah. It reminds me of abundance is a state of consciousness, right? It's within us. We are the abundant ones. We're the abundance that we're seeking. And so I love that oneness piece. We're the peace, the abundance that we're seeking out in the world. And we're emitting that frequency. So if we're emitting the frequency of joy, love, abundance, all of that with our money, then money is more magnetized easier to us instead of that push-pull. So Samantha, it's amazing. We've already been 15 minutes into the show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Samantha Brown.
Great.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm with my co-host, Samantha Brown, and you're listening to The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Welcome back, Samantha.
Hey, thanks, Cornelia.
You know, when we were talking about, put your camera back just a little bit so your head's not, there you go, because your beautiful self to shine all the way through. Yeah. When part of the reason why I named it The Millionaire Imprint for Women is because people shy away from even saying, I want to be a millionaire, because it's too big for them, or it's too much for them, or it's even the energy of that their past comes into play, right?
Right.
So, because, you know, the recent Me Too movement, right? Me Too, I was abused. Me Too, I was sexually abused. That movement, right? Me Too. And that's why I said millionaire Me Too, because why not? It's all energy. So why not bring our wealth? I want to live my life as a millionaire, and I'm creating and setting up a structure in order to be able to manifest my life in that, right? And I want to inspire other people that they can do the same thing. But for people even to use the words millionaire Me Too, it brings up issues for them.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
I definitely feel like it's a deserving issue. And I think that societally and through religious programs, a lot of it is, how do I keep this person small so that I have more power? And so a lot of our media is structured that way. It's so subtle, but it's really happening all the time. It's kind of bombarding us all the time. And then we just receive these thoughts and programs and just accept it without really being conscious or aware of what do I really want to take into my life and what do I want to release. And then most of us don't even have the tools to uninstall these belief systems or programs they end up being stored in our subconscious, and then we're just running them unconsciously.
Yeah.
And so one little tool I did want to share was, and if they're in our Facebook group, Millionaire Imprint for Women.
And if they're not, ask to be part of the group.
Yes, absolutely. So a very simple one that I think most people can do is just spend 20 minutes, an hour, whatever, vibrate the feeling of wholeness. Like, what would it feel like if you were totally out of debt? What would it feel like if you had all the passion, all the money, everything that you wanted to do, if you felt it right now, even if it wasn't happening in your world? But I promise you, if you practice that vibration for an hour a day, your whole world will change. Even if you did nothing else, but you just did that. You just spent an hour really just like vibrating that feeling of wholeness.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I want to offer our listeners today a free giveaway because you're speaking about wholeness. Is I wrote an ebook in 2012 called Feeling Your Way Back into Wholeness. And that is a free gift that I want to make available for everyone that if they want to shift their relationship, look at their limiting beliefs, look at their emotional components to how they feel about money and where look at where their debt is and where their financials are. That ebook is made available free to everybody that wants it. All you have to do is email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and you will get it as a free gift today. I want to be able to send people to your website, Samantha, so that if people want sessions with you, that they know where to contact you. Where is that?
Yeah, so that will be SamanthaBlossom.com, SamanthaBlossom. I'm still in the transition of creating that site. So the old one is SamanthaBBrown.com. So if they want to find me there, that's totally fine as well. But yeah, so I did want to, oh yeah, and in a couple of weeks, I'll have a free gift up. It'll be the Money Mirror. And it'll talk about, it's using money as a tool to show you like, where are you not fully expressing yourself in life? Because our relationship with money, if we have a difficult relationship there, it actually reflects in so many areas of our life. For instance, like how many times are we making inauthentic choices because of money? You know, like I remember in the past, just like looking at a menu and being like, okay, well, that's the most affordable thing. So I'm just going to get that. I'm not even listening to my body and being like, well, what does my body actually want me to eat right now? You know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm just, you know, just every, all the choices and decisions were calculated based off of money, which means energetically, spiritually, I'm taking myself out of alignment over and over again all throughout the day because I've decided that money is more important or more powerful than I am.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. And the, and the thing is, it's like, it takes so much bravery and it takes so much faith and so much trust to say like, I deserve to spend $300 in an Airbnb or a hotel. You know what I mean? To just be like, that is the space that my spirit told me to go to. And I experimented with that a few months ago and I was like, you know, like, should I do that? And so I did do that. And I'm so certain that because I did that, the trajectory of what happened from me being in a high vibrational space, I ended up making another $3,000 by being in the right space and just meeting a new client because I was in that space.
Right.
It's really like listening to our spirit. And at first it's such a scary exercise, but it's just taking the leap and trusting that as you spend and let this go, like more will come in, you know?
Right. Well, you know, it's just that belief that says that you're running out. It usually is attached to a belief that says there's not enough and that you don't deserve it. Like you said earlier, it's a deserving issue. It's just like when I invited the three of you to join me here on the radio show, there was a financial investment for all of you to work with me and to be part of that. And that was all things that we had to work through in order to be able to say yes to the greater peace, because we're talking about millions of dollars. We're talking about huge amount of wealth. And that's the level that we want to ground in for the collective now. And that means that we have to be brave. We have to be courageous. And we have to be able to say, yes, I can do this. I want to do this because this is in alignment and in harmony with my core values of being worthy and being wealthy from the inside out. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. And I also want to invite the idea that it's like, it's safe to make a mistake, you know, because it's like, sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I want to invest so much money in this new coaching or whatever. And then in your mind, you're like, but what if I made a mistake? But it really isn't about that. It's more about your intention with yourself. So as long as you're saying yes completely to yourself, then you can feel that energetic upgrade regardless of the decision that you make. And so maybe you're spending a lot more on something and then it didn't turn out the way you wanted it, but clean it out of your field really fast and then allow new money to come in, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that really gives people space to not feel so much pressure of like, oh my gosh, I want to make a super aligned decision. Of course, we all want to have that ability, but even if we don't, it's a learning step because so many of us don't really understand what does it feel like to be wealthy? So at first there's going to be these like growing pains where we're like, oh shoot, that was the wrong investment and that was the right one. You know, it's like, but to be brave and make that investment anyways.
You know what's a big one? I get this a lot. Nothing's worked in the past.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing's worked in the past. I've done so many things and nothing has worked. And that's like really a perfect opportunity to release and let go of all of those old stories and let it all go, because everything's gotten you to where you are today, right? That's one thing. And the other thing, when you were talking about, you know, shifting the programs, is trusting yourself in the decisions that you make, you know, in the investment, that if you're really feeling called to do that, and you, and also this is a big one right here. If you're being invited,
right,
by the universe, sends a messenger to you and is inviting you to participate in an experiment in a creation. Like, for instance, I was calling and inviting you. I was inviting Susan. I was inviting Momo. And prior to, ever since February of this year, I was inviting others to join me, and I was getting rejected, 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 rejected. And continuously, but I knew that I was supposed to bring this out, and I didn't want to do it alone. I knew I was supposed to do it with other people. Now, who were going to be the brave soldiers, warriors that were going to say yes to this amazing amount of wealth that we're clearing and contributing to the collective for ourselves and for each other? Because what we do for one, we do for all.
Yes, absolutely. And sorry, I know we have a time thing. So I just, like, before people get, like, I want people to know that we're going to do an amazing, amazing, like, energy healing session for everybody in a few minutes. So stay on. But yeah, so shifting out of lack, that's just like this big emotional feeling that, like, as a collective, we can journal about and clean up together. And the thing is, so like you said, making that jump, that leap, is for some people can be really painful. Like, and that's like, you know, that's where energy work like can really support people and having a much easier transition with that, because sometimes there's past life, there's ancestral programs. I have the money codes coming out soon, because the root chakra vows can be really strong. For some people, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to make more money than my parents, or I don't want to be more successful than my parents, you know, and they'll vow to stay small because they don't want to hurt people's feelings, or they don't want to be kicked out of their tribe because they don't want to be looked at differently. So there's a lot of things around money. It's so interesting, but it's like, it literally is just a piece of paper, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm getting text messages from our team saying, you are rocking it. You girls are rocking it. You all are rocking it. Yay, yay. So we're here shifting the trajectory of the financial empowerment on the planet. And so I'm with Samantha Brown, my co-host. We're going to take a break, but we want you to go to our Facebook group, The Millionaire Imprint for Women, and ask to be a part of it so that you can stay and join us in this amazing movement. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal. And this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change. That you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at swisshypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back with the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I love saying that. And I'm with my co-host, Samantha Brown, and we are rocking it today. So, Samantha, tell us about our money honey and our money monster. And
yes, absolutely. So, this was a meditation I learned a long time ago, and I wish I could remember where I learned it, but I'm sure she'll be fine with me giving her credit. So your money monster is, so this is a meditation that you can do on your own. And first it's, you go into your meditation space and you imagine, and if you want, you can even draw it out, but it's like, what does your money monster look like? And really get into detail. Like, is your money monster like really dirty? Or like, what color is your money monster? Is it like a person, or is it just like an entity, like this energy field? Like, really get clear on what does money look like to you right now in your imagination. And then we'll start to use whatever type of healing things that they want. So maybe they could give their money monster a shower, or maybe they want to tell their money monster, like, I'm so sorry, I've been really mean to you, and I've like kicked you to the curb, you know, or you give your money monster like a really big hug, and you just like watch as your money monster starts to transform into your money honey. And this is like very individual for everyone. So usually I do this like as a 30-minute meditation, you know. And so when the money honey comes in, it becomes like this person that's like so sweet to you, you know. Like, for some people they were like, oh, he looks like Brad Pitt, you know, or like whoever. But it's like, it's someone that just like you just love, adore. You would like have this person around you all the time. Mm-hmm. And then money starts to become something that just magnetizes to you, because you start to see it as like a really good friend. You see it as like mm-hmm. a tool that supports you on your journey and your, you know, on the planet, rather than something that you're daily like struggling with and like having a tough time with. Instead, it's like, oh my God, this is so much fun, you know?
Yeah.
So all the energy around it starts to shift and change. And I would suggest, as people are getting started on this journey, they could do it like every 3 months to 6 months, because it starts to shift and change and morph as they continue to heal and repair their connection to money.
You know, I love that, because the number one thing that we want to share is that your relation, it's a relationship that you have. It's a relationship you have with money. And the same way that you would talk to your partner, that you talk to yourself, how you talk to money, it's the way that you relate to the energy. And so you don't want to do negative self-talk to the money. You want to have a really good intimate relationship with money, with the energy, just like you do with your partner, just like you do with your children, just like you do with yourself. No negative self-talk allowed, right? No monsters, because why? Let's only have the angelics. Let's only have the beautiful, loving, honoring energetic experiences that we have with the way we relate to money.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, imagine, you know, sometimes when you have a tough relationship and you're like, you know, you need to have that conversation, but you just don't, and you just keep dragging it on, and you can feel that kind of like lockup in your like body somewhere, and you just know something's not flowing. And I feel that many people, not all, of course, really like live their whole lives with this like invisible block with money. I mean, for so many people, it's even difficult for them to just talk about the money, or, you know, talk about money in general, just like it's difficult to talk about sex. You know, it's like, it's the exact same kind of like taboo that we have around it. But the thing is, like, if we don't talk about it, there's really no way to heal it. Like, we really got to bring that energy to consciousness.
Yeah. Samantha, you gave us a lot of tools and a lot of tips. Can you recap some of the tips? Do you know what you said, like in session one? Let's see if we can recap. Just kind of, yeah, let's see. Let's recap some things, because I think these are all free gifts.
It's true. I think one good recap is, you know, like you can create, and I didn't say exactly, but you can create a sacred space in your bathtub, and you can just lay in the bathtub, put all your, you know, beautiful oils in there, and then just radiate the feeling of wholeness. Like, what would you feel like if you just had zero debt, everything felt amazing, and you were just light and free? Mm-hmm. And doing that as often as possible. So coming back to the space of oneness and wholeness rather than separation or self-judgment.
Judgment or poverty consciousness, not good enough.
Right.
Shame is a big one. Yeah. And the other thing I want to offer a free gift is email radio@corneliastephanie.com, and you'll get my free ebook on feeling your way into wholeness. And so we have all these tools and tips on what you can do to change your relationship to money.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, journaling about their income, the emotions behind it. Emotions are energy in motion. And so if the emotion is moving in the direction that you don't want it to go, then you're not actually manifesting or bringing in the things that you really want in life. And so there's income, there's debt, there's savings, there's money trauma, there's all these different areas and aspects of money that you could really take time to just journal about. And just journaling and bringing things to consciousness can naturally and organically shift things in your system.
Right. So Samantha, you're an entrepreneur.
Right.
So what is your vision with your dream? What is it that you're creating with your foundation as an entrepreneur? What is it that you are doing with your money, your life, your dream, your vision?
Well, I do have like a super big vision, and I think I've had that since I was really small. And my super big vision is, well, one, to really update all the school systems so that we're not trying to like install like an iPhone 5 system into like these new kids that have like come in with like an iPhone X. You know, it's like we're shoving old programs into like these beings that are super intelligent, you know, and that's why they're getting sick, because we need to like slow down, listen to their soul gifts. So, you know, and it might just be something that I'm working as a thought leader and just encouraging people to design and create schools like this. The other thing is like with prison systems, like how it's like, it makes no sense that we even have something like that. Like it really should be a nourishment center, because like, you know, having this like ball of negative energy is really not good for anyone on the planet. Mm-hmm. And the level of depression and suffering that we feel is actually because most of our people aren't being taken care of. When one of us suffers, we're all suffering. We're really actually connected deeply in that way. So there's so many people with like depression and they don't know where the source is from, but really it's just like, we're all getting feedback from, you know, these systems that are just not organized in the right way. If someone went to prison, they're already heartbroken to begin with, and they need some massive healing, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of things there. And I've thought about, you know, having acupuncture schools, like going in and having the people that are practicing to do to work on the prisoners, you know, things like that. And then my last piece is like the retirement homes, and making it more like a self-discovery center, because like if you see like people that are older, they have so much knowledge and wisdom. If they were all meditating and beaming love throughout the whole planet, like that would just change the world. And it's just like a few things like that, you know, cleaning things up, like even in the retirement homes, having them all eat like really healthy, vibrant, organic food, realizing the importance of every being on the planet, how much we all matter. So yeah. Those are my like dream, lofty dream.
Well, they're really not, because those are just amazing new realizations that we're going to be materializing because we really need to, because you said we're all one. It's exactly that. And I love the senior piece. Because the seniors, you know, they don't have the technology that we have. So they already feel a whole level of disconnection, because they don't have what it is that we have. So, being able to build a bridge for the seniors and showing them, teaching them, some ways that they can learn online instead of watching on the television, because there's so much more online that we have access to than they do. It would be a really wonderful thing to add to your senior piece, because that's one of my dreams, is to build bridges, to take the young people and build a bridge to put them together with the older people so that they can support each other. Because the young people, they're way too in their technology and they don't take any time at all to listen to stories. And the older people have time to tell the story. So they're to connect the two. Right.
Yes.
You know, and when you were talking about the prison piece, you know, so many people have, you know, depression and all that. Depression is anger turned inward. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to get, you know, because the depression is people have the emotional center in their root chakra and they're paralyzed. They can't move forward because they're depressed. But if we can take that depression and move it up into the third chakra and get them really, really angry, to get that energy moving up, to find out what they're depressed about and get that energy moving, then we can get them unparalyzed and get them back in the game.
Absolutely. And anger is one of the most spiritual emotions. And so, and so many of us have been taught to suppress that emotion, you know, and so many people on the planet right now, drink alcohol, which actually suppresses the liver. And then that pushes down your soul purpose. And so, and really it's because all of us are built in. I talk about the physical body as your tool for enlightenment. And so when we're not working in alignment with that, then we start to have symptoms and things, you know, get out of balance in our physical bodies. And the thing is, like, so many people, like, they feel this, like, I want to do this. I'm excited about doing this. And then they'll drink alcohol, numb it down, and then they can't feel it anymore. And so, yeah, I mean, to me, like a conspiracy theory, I'm all like, yeah, they're like programming us to be in love with alcohol for that reason, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's again, another form of addiction, and all the root core of addiction is a lack of self-love, a lack of love for self. Because if we get to the root core of what our addict is really wanting to numb up, it is the lack of love for self. But now that you mentioned anger being that root core emotion that so many people have, I wrote a book about it. It's called Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. You can find it on Amazon, How I Healed My Emotions and My Body, and How You Can Too. So would you believe we are 45 minutes in? We're going to take another break. We'll be right back with Samantha Brown.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Mm-hmm.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
We are back with the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And for this movement, I created a women's circle that's called Wealthy Roots to assist women to change their trajectory from going from shame and poverty around money into a place of abundance, which abundance is a state of consciousness that comes from within. Go to my website at corneliastephanie.com and there's a box that says Wealthy Roots, and look there and sign up for this circle that it begins in 2 weeks, and it launches every bi-weekly, every Friday from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and you'll be able to submit questions. And I will also take people through clearings and activations. So every 2 weeks, one Zoom call with me in a group session, which is really, really powerful because as a group, we can do so much. And for the whole year, it's $396. So sign up for that and join our collective movement in changing the vibration of money on the planet. So Samantha, you're going to take us into a body talk session.
Yes. First, I just want to tell you how much I love that offer. That's amazing. And I can't imagine anyone saying no to that. That is such a deal.
Such a deal. And I just want to say, I'm only keeping this open for a short time for $396 because the value is just too grand, but I'm just doing it initially to get started and get the movement going. So CorneliaStephanie.com, because again, it's bi-weekly for an hour, which you know is a tremendous value.
That's huge. So big. Great. So yeah, so we're going to move into a body talk session for the collective. So anyone that is tuned into this call right now, anyone that's going to be listening to this call in the future, we're going to be programming it so that they can access it anytime someone listens to this program, and that every time they listen to it again, it can boost them up to the next level if they choose to. So great. So here we go. So we're going to have everyone come in. So if people at home want to like lay down and relax, that's fine. If you're in the car, just make sure you're staying alert. And so we are going to come into the zero point field where all things are possible. And through body talk philosophy, we're tuning into the flow and the connection between the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain. With Acunect, we're optimizing heart chakra, heart flow, and oneness. for tuning into each individual spirit, connecting them directly to cosmic source energy, cosmic mother, cosmic father. And we invite everyone's enlightened masters and guides and life advisors to be supporting them on this journey at this time. And we ask that everything happen for the very highest good of all. Okay, so the focus here is healing the connection to money. So we're going to start with an active memory network search and retrieve for each individual, weaving through root, second, third chakra. And we're going to start to clean up money trauma and money scars and vows that are known or unknown to each individual. Okay, and this is about their intuition. It's almost like money has clouded their ability to see what's actually right or true for them. So we're going to start to shave off a few layers of that energy, and we're going to link to the fifth house around creativity, pleasure, and the inner child, that it's safe to be playful on the planet and it's safe to come back into that joyful expression of self. Okay, linking to Mars on about self-expression and to move beyond survival mode. This is linking to the ninth house. And again, we have intuition and travel. And this piece of travel is allowing people to quantum leap from where they're at to where they really are authentically meant to be. Linking to shoulders, minor chakras of the shoulders, cleaning up a lot of excess responsibility that may not truly be theirs. Linking to Sagittarius around freedom, expansion, and enthusiasm. So we'll gently have everyone tap on the head. And then we're going to gently tap on the heart and gently tap on the area below your belly button. Okay, there we go. Great. Next, we have permissions. I'm going to work kind of fast because we're running out of time. So we're going to work on permissions. And it's permission to become wildly wealthy or to be wildly wealthy now. Linking to all five senses. This is touch, taste, smell, hearing, sight. And it's neutralizing the charge of how they feel and experience the energy of money. So it's calming down how the nervous system and the senses are acting around money. Linking to the third eye center and balancing the pineal and the pituitary gland, we're balancing masculine and feminine energies around how they operate and use money. And we're cleaning up a lot of shock in the nervous system. It's almost like when money's there, there's a paralyzing thing that happens and they're not able to use money as authentically as they want to. Linking to the lower back, we have the adrenals. We're going to do a boost, a hydration for the adrenals, optimizing communication between the left and right adrenal. Also a tiny lifting up a body vibe axis for the kidneys, micro adjustment for the kidneys, and cleaning up a lot of fear, excess fear around money. Linking to general consciousness of self-esteem and perception, unburdening, open-mindedness, and synthesis. So we're going to tap on the head here. And tapping on the heart and the small intestines. Okay. Next, we're going to tune into the pericardium meridian. So this is all about heart protection. And it has to do with 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. time in the Chinese clock. Linking to Saturn, and it's about healthy responsibility and being able to become an excellent money manager. Linking to Earth element and your savings account. And we're going to increase the light quotient of the savings account by 100%. And
yay.
Here, here, and here. And our session is complete. I'll just have everyone envision that they're breathing golden liquid white light for the next few minutes. And for people that are at home, they can just lay down, relax for the next 15 minutes and the download should be complete.
Thank you, Samantha. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Money manager, collective vibration, raising our savings accounts. Yay. Thank you so much. Yay. And I'm gonna add a affirmation to that. Awesome. I'm a master of my finances.
I love it.
I'm a master of my finances because that's what we're doing. We're becoming energy masters, masters of our life force. It's all about energy, really, really owning that life force, owning that and being responsible with how we emit the frequency, how we use energy, how we use our life force. You're an amazing healer, and I'm just so excited that you're part of this team and that you said yes and that you had the courage to say yes. It's an honor to know you and to play with you, and I look forward to what you're going to be teaching us next month. You're on the Millionaire Imprint Facebook, so please, you know, ask to be part of that group and join us in this movement. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com and sign up for my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. And yay. And then Samantha, tell us where your website is again one more time.
Yes, SamanthaBlossom.com or SamanthaBBrown.com. And yeah, and if anybody wants to just chat and do a little discovery call with me, I would love that as well. So yeah, and I wanted to end with boldness and courage around how people connect to money so that their new vibration gets to override the old programs. And thank you so much, Cornelia. You're so amazing. And I'm so excited for your program.
Thank you. And tune in, everybody, next week with Susan Glavin. Thank you, Samantha Brown.
Thank you. Peace.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.